you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey,
hello,
guys.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. We're both talking on both ends.
Yeah, we
Sorry.
Are. It's a ramble.
It's a ramble.
It's a ramble.
It's a ramble.
Oh, Lois is like, I don't like it when you do that.
Oh, yeah. Daddy's home. Hi, babe.
Literally, instead of like, you in your head, you're thinking like, you know, Desi Arnaz is going to walk in and be like, honey, I'm home. And Jared's like, hello.
Hey.
Wow.
Hello.
You guys, I have some fantastic I don't get it.
Wait, I'm excited. And also, Lauren,
rattle them off.
From our last podcast, you said that you came up with a couple I don't get it.
Yeah, so start us off with the
fresh. I actually would love to hear those from our monster-in-law podcast.
Well, no, it wasn't really about the monster-in-law thing or anything. It was just basically if you're asked to bring something to a party, bring three times the amount you need it. I know I've said this a million times, so that's just what my I don't get it was off the cuff.
You know what
when I heard that girl say that.
You know what I don't get based off that? When you do bring something to a party and it's,
and then nobody touches it?
No, I was gonna say, and typically it's something that you actually want to consume,
yeah.
Right? You're like, this is for me. And then the host takes it and just puts it away and you never see it that night.
Like,
and you're like, I brought that for me.
Yeah, that happens.
I don't get that.
Well, then there's some people. Well, yeah, I was at a friend's house a couple of weeks ago and I brought over like dessert for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And well, they didn't put it out.
Oh. That's what I mean. That's
yeah,
exactly
so
what I mean. Exactly,
and then I put it out.
Yeah,
you put it out. You wouldn't grab it.
I grabbed it
for me.
I brought this for us to have tonight. That's because it wasn't a party. It was just a friend hang.
Right, but still, you like you.
If you guys knew
you
the friend that I was talking about, you'd be like, "Oh, that makes total sense."
Oh, I want to know.
Oh, I wish I knew.
Can you mouth it to us?
No, you guys know.
Mouth it.
I can't.
Uh-huh.
I got you. Wait, how did you get it through the computer and I couldn't get it? Do it again. I can't get it.
Okay, moving on.
Wait, I don't get reading lips either. Can we just talk about that? I don't get reading lips.
This is your time to live then, because no one can read lips anymore.
It's so hard to do, and some people are like, oh, that's what they said.
What do you mean this is your time to live? Nobody reads lips anymore.
Yeah, what?
Because you have a mask on, you psychos.
Oh, duh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
How many of you are forgetting? I actually was in the habit of taking a mask everywhere, and now I'm out of the habit and I just forget it.
Yeah.
Before we call people on here, I think like, oh my God, it's so weird that I don't need to put a mask on.
Oh,
like
really?
I'm thinking, oh shit. But I'm about to talk to the camera.
Right.
I
know this is not
well,
a
we
complaint.
Still don't know. Who knows? Tomorrow we might find out the virus transmits through Zoom. We have no idea. This thing is very malleable. It does whatever it wants.
I know that like people are going to be like mad at me and be like, Ashley, there are more important things than your makeup. But let me just vent a second. Like what? It's like mask and makeup, man. It's the worst.
Wait, I love it because.
What? Because you don't have to put makeup on. But what if you do
no,
put makeup
I do.
On?
I do have makeup on a lot. And I took it off and you know how you see all the makeup, you see your lipstick
and
everything.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, but I look at it and I'm like, this is proof that makeup is for women and we don't wear it for anyone else but ourselves.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's proof that it's for us.
No, because then it's like if I'm going to dinner with Jared and I want to look pretty, then it's like half of it's gone by the time I take my mask off and sit down.
It is annoying because obviously you want to reuse your mask, and I have the Discover Night Silk ones, which, like, I'm sorry, look, he dry. They're my favorite, but I have to wash them all the time.
Yeah. Well, you're actually, I read a study. It's not a study. They say that you should wash your mask the way you wash your underwear.
That's so what, yeah, every time you wear it. That's what a lot of people do.
You have to just wash it.
That's why I get those a pack of like a million disposables. I just grab a new one every single day.
So not eco-friendly of you, Lauren.
It's so good for my skin.
Yeah, well,
so.
It's terrible for the environment. So.
You know what? Yeah. Fuck off. Because you know what? I care about the zits on my chin a lot, okay?
I know.
Literally. And hospitals use them all the time, so.
I know. Okay, so let me get to my list now because they're fun. Sleeping, you guys. Truly, how weird is it that like you put your head on the pillow and then something happens that you're awake? And then you're asleep.
I know.
Like, where? And you're not even aware of the process. It's just like, what? And then I know your brain doesn't turn off, but basically, for the simplification of talking about this, it's like, oh, I'm awake. Oh, no, not anymore.
Yeah, you shut down. I always think about turn like, off. It's literally like us charging, it's literally like being plugged into the wall.
Kind of.
Like you have to get in a bed and like get plugged into a wall so you can operate.
But it's weird because like I can be like totally alert on the, and I know that a lot of people like have insomnia and they don't fall asleep easily or whatever, but like for just me, I can be on the couch completely digesting a show, you know, a storyline. Yeah. And then 5 minutes later, I get horizontal.
Yeah.
And I'm gone.
Yeah. You know what's funny too? It's like when you're in bed and you're like, your body's like nodding off and you should go to bed, but you're like, oh, I got to watch this. Like, I want to watch this real quick just so I can finish it.
Oh, yeah.
And your body's like, no. And you're just like, not. And your eyes keep closing.
Yeah. It's
like,
isn't
your
body that a good feeling?
It's actually.
It feels so cozy. Like,
it is cozy unless you actually really want to watch the show.
Wait, this is such a good, I don't get it. But yeah, if you really want to watch the show, it's annoying, but your body's like, no. It is time. It is time to charge.
Yeah, it's time.
That's so
you're
dying.
It's nice because you don't have to. You know what I mean?
It's a good feeling because you don't have to like make yourself fall asleep. Your eyes are already doing it. You know it's going to be a good sleep when your eyes are already closing before you're ready for them to close.
It's so our body is such a big.
This brings me to another. I don't get it. I had written down. I don't get showering in the morning because showers make me so sleepy. So last week I had to shower in the morning, like actually wash my hair because I was disgusting. So I had to do it in the morning. And I swear to God, I almost fell asleep at the wheel. I swear to God.
Wait, first of all, I didn't even know that you shower. You're like I've only ever known you to bathe.
Unfortunately, Hunter doesn't have a bathtub. So.
Whoa, that's like game changer for you.
Yeah,
that's...
I can't even imagine Lauren standing up.
But actually,
I've never been dirtier because I don't like the shower.
Wait, but I was also thinking Lauren really only needs the tub like when her anxiety is high over a guy anyway. So I guess how symbolic that a tub in your life was taken away from you now that you're in a secure relationship.
You're right. The only thing it's really good for is when I have period cramps and I need to sit in like a boiling hot tub.
You
just want to sit
in it. Okay. You guys, Lauren used to like get in the tub and have like a seance with herself when a guy wasn't texting her back, and then she'd like cry over the side of the tub.
That's the only way. That's genius. I think that's a great way to cope.
I agree. You get water all over your face, so then your tears will blend in with the water, and then your stomach won't hurt because it's in the nice hot tub.
Yeah, that's a great...
And then if you have to take a nervous shit, the toilet's right there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And then you'd get back in there with your poopy butt.
Yep.
Ew. Great self-care, though. It's really good self-care if you're feeling down. But back to Lauren, what was your I don't get it originally just now? Just
taking showers in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say I love showers. I take sometimes I take 2 showers a day, but taking a cold shower in the morning every morning will wake you up. So I think you probably took a really hot shower.
No.
A cold one is literally like having drinking a cup of coffee.
I highly recommend it.
It's like literally the secret to life. It's like what Wim Hof
does. But then you get
does.
So cold that you come out and all you want to do is run back into bed.
Yeah. No, so then you get a nice towel and you're like refreshing. You're like awake. You're like alert.
Maybe if you're like house is maybe during the summer, sure. But like, I can't imagine getting out and it being like, say, I think, I don't know why when I think of the winter, I think of like my in-law's house being set to like literally, you guys, like 63 degrees.
Yeah, well, that's me.
It's horrible. That's so then me. I get out and then I'm like, I can't move because when I'm not, when I'm cold, I have a hard time. it's like the opposite of what they say. I have a hard time getting motivated when I'm cold because I can't think about anything other than being cold and like I'm stiff.
No, I get it. Yeah. I hate when I shave. It's getting, it dropped like literally 10 degrees in LA this weekend.
That's what I mean.
Weekend,
like, my feeties are so cold right now.
And I was eating outside, obviously at a restaurant, and I was just shaking and I was like, I have to go, I have to go. Yes. Like you're just shaking and miserable. But I don't know. I like cold showers in the morning. I get it.
Okay. So my favorite shower, I think. Well, my favorite shower is either when I'm freezing and I need to go in and defrost. And I think of myself being frosty.
Yeah.
No. What I think about
frosty
myself.
The snowman?
I think about the old school Campbell's soup commercial when the kid comes in as a snowman.
Yeah. I never
and
saw
then
this one.
It's classic.
I have to watch it.
Oh my God. You'll know it when you see it. And then he starts having Campbell's and then he defrosts right there at the kitchen table.
And then he's a boy.
That's what I feel like every time I'm in the shower after I'm being cold. But I also love the feeling of like, if you haven't, like if you're a little gross and you've taken like 2 days and you didn't shower in 2 days, like you skipped 2 days.
Well, people are skipping like 5 days. I mean, we're in a pandemic.
Oh, people are skipping.
People are showering once a week now, I bet.
No.
Who knows?
Okay, so say your hair is really dirty and you skip 2 days of showering and then you shower during the day and you get out with clean hair and like you feel cleaner than ever. Yeah. That's a great feeling.
Greatest feeling.
And then another great feeling is just when you work out and then you shower.
No, the best feeling in the world is working out, doing your laundry sheets and towels, getting in the shower, and then getting into clean PJs and clean
and then
sheets.
going to bed
when your eyes just close on you.
Yeah, but when do you ever go through that process? When do you work out?
I literally every week I get that feeling.
No, when do you
that's
work
like a
out
once a week
that
thing.
Close to bed?
Oh, but you, that could be during the day too, or on a Saturday, Sunday doing errands. But I was just going to ask you guys, because you were saying you don't like cold showers, but when you take out the hair mask or conditioner, isn't it always in freezing water? So aren't you always ending your showers when you wash your hair?
No, I don't properly do that.
Oh, I do that to keep the shine in my hair.
I mean,
so
I'm
always
not saying I don't
freezing.
Do that. I know that's what you're supposed to do. So sometimes I'll do that, but I do not often.
Lauren, hairdresser.
It's too uncomfortable for me.
Guys, what?
You're just a person who likes cold water.
But how does the conditioner even come out with hot hair? It comes out so much better with cold hair.
It comes out just fine.
Really? It comes out the same way. You're just closing your cuticle to keep your conditioner in your hair with the cold water.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, science.
You're welcome.
Have you guys gotten your Rothy's yet?
No. Are we?
I'm talking to you out there. I'm talking to you out there.
Sorry.
I think you'd think that.
No, not yet.
You guys would. She's like, I'm getting a new pair in January. No, listen. You guys out there, if you haven't gotten your Rothy's yet, I don't know if you're ever going to listen to me. But this is another chance that I have to have your attention for the next couple minute, 30 seconds or so, to convince you to buy a pair of Rothy's. If not for you, the shoe lover in your life, the person that wears flats to work, around the house, on date night, at girls' night, anywhere. And it's not just for your shoe lover friends or your shoe lover self. It is for your shoe lover self. It is for you guys.
People who like
also
purses.
Love purses.
Yeah.
And not just bags and purses, but also the person who's very eco-friendly in your life, because Rothy's is made from recycled water bottles. They're the eco-conscious gift that you should have on your list this year. And it's not just that they have made all their items from repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic, but it's also because they have over 3,000 near perfect reviews. That's insane. These shoes have no break-in period. They will not cut up the back of your ankle. Glamour says it's one of the gift ideas that you can't go wrong with. You guys, free shipping and free returns on eligible items, so you can gift without worry. And remember that this is a gift that is doing the planet well. They have transformed nearly 70 million water bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks.
It's insane.
And they're totally machine washable.
It's insane. So, guys, check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/get it. That's Rothys, rothys.com/get it. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorite shoe. So head on over to rothys.com/get it right now.
Well, on a related note, hibernation, guys.
Oh, like polar bears?
Isn't like what we thought it was as a children.
Oh, no?
Hibernation, bears don't actually go to sleep for 6 months. Their body, their metabolism just works differently. They're still alive. They're still awake. Their body is just running off of what they store.
Oh, they're not sleeping?
They're just not hunting? No. They're just not hunting.
No, they're in a cave, though, right?
Yeah, I imagine them being in a cave.
They're not.
Why are we so fucking dumb?
Why do we think that they, like, go and find caves in the middle of, like...
Because we got an education
Great
here.
Falls, Virginia.
Their metabolism just slows down, so they don't need to go find food.
Okay, so they can just.
But they're
like,
awake. They're fasting. Awake. They're not asleep.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So then they should just call it a fast. Well, we know this because bears, you know, they eat so much, and then they just feed off the fat in their stomach. They should just call it a long fast.
This is funny because I brought up hibernation because I thought that they were like just going to go and sleep for like 3 or 4 months.
Lauren, are we sure? Where did you get this information
from? I got this information because I saw it somewhere and then I researched it and I was like, wow, I'm a fucking idiot.
You could just say you got it on TikTok. We know.
I got it on TikTok.
Did you really?
I got it on TikTok, but then I really looked it up.
I have a Nature Naz fun animal fact.
Okay.
You guys know how I get obsessed with different animals. Okay. So obviously bison's my number one. Octopus is number two. I love flamingos. So recently I learned that there are more fake flamingos in the world than there are real flamingos.
You mean the things we put in the lawn?
Yeah, and especially coming from Florida, I mean, you're basically hearing this from an expert. So there are 950,000 real flamingos in the world, and there are over millions of plastic flamingos in the world. And you know how they stand on one leg, which obviously is like so cool, but it bends? Mm-hmm. You would think that that is their knee, but it's actually their ankle.
What?
Wow. I know, isn't that interesting? And that is your Nature Naz animal fact of the day.
That's their ankle?
That's
so
their
then
ankle.
You're telling me that the foot is also standing up?
I mean, I don't know how it all goes down. I don't know why God did that, but like that's their ankle.
All right, very interesting.
Did you Google find it. Your love from octopus or octopi by
my octopus teacher? No, yeah. So I was always obsessed with octopus. So actually, very interesting journey with octopus. Love this journey for me. octopus was my favorite food. And so I'd always
squid.
Octopus.
Different.
Yeah, I like eating octopus.
You like octopus better. Yeah, than like squid. You don't like calamari.
Calamari is octopus and squid.
No, I thought that was just squid.
No, it is just squid.
I thought it was just octopus.
No,
calamari is just squid. It's fried squid. But I loved octopus.
Okay. Yeah, because that's like a different delicacy.
Yeah. I loved it. It's like, oh, so good. Anyway, so I'd always like think about it. And then I don't know. I just started thinking about how they have three hearts and how they're so smart and how they basically have the intelligence of like a 13-year-old or like a dog.
But yeah, your favorite food.
And it was my favorite food. And they're, I don't know. They're just so like the way they've been able to adapt and they can camouflage for their species is just so highly intellect. And the fact that like so many aliens we see in pop culture are like based on the look of octopuses. Mm-hmm. And then I shared that story with you guys. Remember that a friend told me of a marine biologist where that fed his octopus like shrimp and the octopus and then went back down the hallway, made a right, sat at his computer chair. And then the octopus got out of the tank, like went down the hallway and threw him one of the bad shrimp that he like fed him and then walked right back into his tank.
This wives tale.
And then, I think it's real. And then that really changed my life. I was like, I don't think I should eat these things anymore. I think they're amazing. So now I don't eat them anymore.
Okay, well, that's like me and pigs, you know, I'm not saying that I'm totally
pigs
off
have pig, feelings,
but people talk about how pigs, you know, have the emotional intelligence of a 3-year-old. So I have eliminated so much pig in my life.
Wow.
I maybe have it once a month.
I don't even eat pig. I have turkey bacon.
Yeah. And like the only thing that kind of gets me is when people order pepperoni pizza. Like, I'm not going to not eat the pepperoni pizza.
Right. Mm. Totally.
Yeah, that's understandable. The pepperoni comes from a pig. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like it comes from a cow.
It's like a pig thing to me.
You know, a hot dog has always been a big I don't get
Did
it to
you
me.
Do you know that like, hot dogs are actually, most of them are beef? And I always thought they were a pig.
Yeah, me too.
So now I just buy beef ones because
the
for
Huber
some
National?
Reason I'm okay with.
Ballpark beef.
Fuck
drink.
The cows, but the pigs, we got to save all the pigs in the world. Hot dogs were always such an anomaly to me growing up. I'm like, what is this thing? Like,
well,
what is it?
What's that.
In it? Like, I never knew and I never even questioned it. I just ate them.
What, you just ate them?
I mean, I just like, ate them and I never
just
questioned
eat
what I was
and
eating.
Live your life. They're yummy.
I know, but like, okay, so you guys are at a barbecue. they're obviously making cheeseburgers and hot dogs.
You get always both. Obviously, yeah. Right?
I only get hot dogs.
Lauren's always been a hot dog person.
You don't even get a homemade cheeseburger.
They're not as good as, you know, what? Our smash burgers around here, but they are delightful.
I think they're so fire.
Just put some onion inside of it and like garlic and roll it up, a little A1 steak sauce in there.
Remember when I used to call him Al Steak
you guys,
Sauce?
I'm starving.
Al Steak Sauce?
I literally up until a couple years ago, I thought it was Al Steak.
I think so.
Someone was like, A1 Steak Sauce?
Yeah. Lauren, why you look distracted?
Yeah.
I have a joke for you guys if you want to hear a joke.
Okay.
Okay.
What did the one hat say to the other hat that was sitting on the shelf?
I don't know.
You wait here. I'll go ahead.
Oh,
I'll go on ahead.
I like that. Do you guys want to hear two?
I'm a little distracted by how hungry I am right now.
Oh my God.
Like,
Ashley,
I'm like getting a hunger pain.
Pay attention. Do you guys want to hear two short jokes and a long one?
Yeah.
Joke.
Oh, no.
No way. That's bad.
Guys, it's so funny. What do you mean? That's so funny.
Don't use that on a date.
I have. That's funny.
And that's you have.
That's probably why my track record is so
Naz, are you open
grossy.
To talking about any dating right now?
I mean, sure.
I think we should talk about why Naz hasn't been talking about dates.
I haven't talked about dates. I told you
Did we tell them?
Yeah, I said it. After the sutras, which I'm sorry, Ashley, was the most public display of me dating in the world. Most people wouldn't do that. I sort of wanted to go the other way and I want to pull a Taylor Swift and I'm private now. And
you don't want to talk about the moment that a guy listened to the podcast, guys.
Oh, that moment. Yeah, I'll share that.
I thought we talked about that.
No, I never shared about that. So, I had went on a date. I will share about this because a little time has gone by. I went on a date after Sutras. I was dating. And if all our listeners remember, we had Caitlin Bristow on the podcast. And, you know, we obviously asked Caitlin about when she met Jason. And I brought up a couple things about recently going on a date and how, you know, this person he was great. But I didn't know how long you're supposed to wait for the spark because I didn't feel the spark at first. And I also sort of vented, you know, I get really passionate. I vented about, you know, just like when guys ask you out on a second date on the actual date. And I was like, ugh, I hate when they do that. And so this person had done that. And so I had had a date planned the day after the podcast. When I was sharing about the podcast, it had already been a week since the first date. So podcast comes out. It's literally, you know, our podcast drop, I guess, Sunday night or Monday, technically. And like within hours of it being out, I get a text from the person I was going on a date with saying, hey, you know, I was looking forward to tomorrow. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if this is exactly the words, but, you know, heard you talk about me on the podcast. And so, yeah, I'm canceling our date tomorrow, basically. And of course, I felt terrible. Like I felt so guilt. I even edited the podcast. Like some of what I said was taken out. Cause I just, you know, to be honest, it wasn't like really bad. Looking back, I'm like, oh man, like this guy should have like still given me a chance. Not like I said, you know, he's a terrible person, but I guess, you know, if someone says like they didn't feel it right away, how long do you wait? It's a totally understandable situation. I felt so low. I was so upset. And yes, Ashley, you're right. It was that happened after Sutures. And I think that was the moment where I was like, it was just so hard because I'm so open and transparent and vulnerable. Yeah. And it was such a part of who I am, especially on this podcast is like sharing the dating journey. But I also, as you know, really wanted to work with someone. And so I'm just going to take the rest of the year and see what happens and obviously update people as things happen. But I'm actually very happily single. And through some experiences I've had this year, I've learned that as much as I say out loud that I want a boyfriend tomorrow, actually do not. I think I just want a companion because it's 2020 and like, you know, it's, if you're single and you're listening to this, like it is such a lonely year. Like it's just, you're always alone and it's so hard to like hang it. Even when you hang out with friends, it's not like they're with you all the time. So it would be so nice to have someone, but I am single. I am 30. I am thriving. I am loving dating. And yeah, I feel really good right now. And that is my Naz update.
And that being said, now will you tell us about what's been going on recently?
No, I just said I will come back and share.
Do you get do you get nervous, Naz? Do you wake up and you think, God damn it, I have this date, or are you excited?
No, I am so excited. I think I'm like, I don't know. I just feel really good at like where I am in my life right now. And I think anyone that comes in my life would be an addition to it. And yeah. not like something I need. But I think
yeah.
Another lesson I've learned this year is to not put pressure on things to happen tomorrow. Guess what? Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. It's the holidays.
Was that a Christmas thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Did I nail it? Because I'm kind of tone deaf. So I don't know ding if that was going to work or not. So dong. Whatever. That was my, it is the holidays, you know, little soundtrack. And you know what the holidays means? It means, you know, spending money you don't have on other people instead of yourself. So yeah. because we are obligated to do that every year, we thought we would tell you guys about honestly the greatest gift that keeps on giving. So we know that subscription boxes basically popped up like a couple years ago. And I think it's such a great gift because somebody gets something every month or whatever subscription you subscribe to. And it really is the gift that keeps on giving. And so there's this website now called Crate Joy, and it's basically the world's first and only subscription box marketplace. So you can shop over thousands of unique boxes and gifts for just about anything you can imagine. They have like a book lovers one, and I got my brother like this comic book mystery one. So he gets like a cool mystery comic every time. Well, he's going to get it on Christmas. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this. But anyways, such a good idea, right?
It's such a good idea. It's like opening up a gift multiple times a year that feels like it was put together specifically for you. We're going through their website now, and I just want to list off some of the wide array of boxes you can choose from. And each of these divisions that I'm going to read off, there are other subdivisions. So truly there is a gift for anybody in your life here. There's women, men, kids, self-care and wellness, beauty, books, food, geek and gaming, fitness, art and culture, pets, home, novelty, and there's even more than that. So you guys go onto their website, get browsing. It's very fun.
Yeah, because you can find something that's totally unique and just personalized for literally anyone you're shopping for. And like, isn't it just so fun to like open a present or get a present every month? That's like the best feeling.
Yeah, and you know how like sometimes you'll have subscription boxes and you're like, oh, well, I love like those two items, like the two makeup items that come in it, but I don't really need the fitness items. Like I have that down pat, right?
Right.
And it ends up becoming like clutter, or you give it away to somebody else. And with this, you know that you're going to like all the items in there. Like if somebody got me a makeup box, like I'm going to use all the makeup in there.
Exactly.
There's still time to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. You can shop thousands of subscription boxes all in one place and get 30% off your first box when you sign up at cratejoy.com/get it. That's right. Sign up today at cratejoy.com/get it to get 30% off your first box and shop Crate Joy's holiday specials. Crate Joy, get joy delivered right to your door.
Yeah, I think another great lesson that I've learned this year is that I think what happened is that when people turn 30, when a woman turns 30, and I don't want to speak for all people out there or women out there, actually it doesn't matter, whoever you are, whatever you identify as, when you turn 30, there's a certain stigma like, oh shit, like a lot of my friends are in relationships, like should I have one right away? I think it's like the societal pressure that existed in the back of my head that I didn't really realize, when really like I really love my freedom in my life. Like if someone came to me tomorrow and was like, all right, I'm ready, lock it down, I think I'm not even kidding you guys, I think I'd actually be like, oh shit, like there's probably all these guys out there that I could be like hooking up with right now.
So now you understand the psyche of a lot of males.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think I'm just good with letting things happen organically and just letting it flow, and whatever the universe brings me, it'll bring me. And yeah, I'll update you guys maybe later this year on like some other stuff that's happened, but that's probably really it.
So you're going to take it like quarter by quarter?
No rules. It's like more like day by day. Like we'll see what happens.
Okay,
I moved into a new apartment. I feel like there's a really big shift in the energy now, and yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, it's been so long since you've moved places. Different quarter.
Yeah.
So our listeners shouldn't expect a date by date analysis from Naz anymore.
Not for now. But okay. Who knows? You know, maybe I'll feel differently tomorrow. Okay. Well, how do you feel about like not knowing about Taylor's life all the time?
I wish I knew more.
Yeah, but how much happier do you think Taylor is, like, not sharing stuff?
I don't know.
Probably so much happier, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sure she's just happier also because she doesn't have anything really dramatic to show.
Yeah,
so that's a relief in that. Yeah.
Do we think she's married? Also, I just do have to say, in my moments where I do feel lonely and sad, Ashley will send me a Harry Styles text.
Really, so I give her the highest of standards.
He really is just so perfect.
I mean, what did he do a couple weeks ago?
So I guess Harry Styles, or, well, this was actually a month ago.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Harry, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Harry got a flat tire. I don't know if you guys saw on Instagram, and like some gentleman let him in the house, like, to use the phone, and his
why did he need to use a phone? What's wrong with his phone?
I don't know.
This is like a folk tale,
or maybe okay. maybe
this is surely false.
This is like Harry was like, excuse me, Mike, one Harry Styles' car is breaking down on the side of the road.
Yeah,
just get a flat tire.
Wait, was this the story? Am I
no,
saying
no,
the
you're
correct
right.
Way?
No,
this is correct. Wait, this is fan fiction.
Wait, Lauren goes, this is purely false.
This is fan
it's true. Like, we don't know. Nobody fact checked this shit.
This is 100% like what we would have a daydream about. It's like he breaks down the side of the road.
Yeah.
And then your dad lets him in.
And then he feeds your fish and leaves you a note and says, your dad's amazing. I fed the fish. Love Harry Styles. Are you fucking kidding me?
Didn't he say like something like, I'd love to see you next
time?
Oh,
so no, he's like, sorry, we missed each other. Can you imagine? Can you fucking imagine?
You guys, even my mom.
I'm getting a fish tomorrow.
My mom sent us a Harry Styles TikTok today. Like,
stop.
My mom, like, is
your
like,
mom's on the TikTok.
She's like, I love this. I said,
Harry Styles really brings people together. I was at the nail salon and the woman was like, oh, what is this music? The woman working there. And I was like, please put on something else, like anything, but basically just put on Harry Styles. And the girl next to me, she goes, yes, just put on Harry
just
Styles.
Put on Harry
and
Styles.
Then we just started chatting and I'm like, Harry Styles brings people together. No one can argue with that.
No, I agree.
So true.
He makes the world go around. We had so much fun at his concert. I'm sad that we can't go to concerts. Or his concert anytime soon, but
hopefully his car will break down again.
Yeah, hopefully it's in Virginia.
Okay, so I got another one. People who don't care. Okay, so people might think that like Lauren and I are OCD or whatnot, like mildly obsessive, or actually probably just superstitious for doing this. But the radio volume or the TV volume always has to be on an even number. Yes. So I don't get people who don't think that it should be on an even number.
What do you mean? Like, what does it matter what number?
It does. Why something bad is going to happen to my family if somebody puts it on 17.
Let's break this down. What's your first memory of doing that? Did you get this from your parents? Like, where did come from?
Mom is so reckless. She'll put on like 23.
Yes.
23 is Michael Jordan's number. It's incredible. It's like literally the greatest number of all time.
I can't. No. And even if the 23.
But Ashley, you're older. Example, so did you start this and then Lauren took it? Like, where did this come from?
I think
what
it
is the birth
separately?
Of it?
But can I just say that if you do put it on 23, even if it's the perfect amount of volume and 24 is a little too high and 22 is a little too low,
right?
You got to keep it on 23. You can't keep it on 23. Or you know what I mean? You know, yeah. You can't keep it on 23. You're going to have to go higher or lower.
Yeah. My TV's kind of fucked up because my shit's always on 80 or 100.
Yeah,
in
that's
order for
weird.
Me to hear
it's a weird scale.
So that's a weird scale, or my ears are like burnt out
it's a weird scale.
From being a producer and podcasts. That's weird, right? That it has to be that high.
Yeah, but it's
your,
not like
yours
unheard
does have
of.
To go high.
I've heard of
also,
that
I think it's maybe. Actually, I don't really know. Never
is it
mind.
Like a setting or my TV or is it me?
No.
I think it's a setting and I think it may be because you don't have like speakers around you.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay.
But anyways, yeah, so I get it. I think a lot of people get that, but I think it is very polarizing. You're either one way or the other, obviously. You're going to either dive on 23 or it really doesn't matter.
Well, Lizzie came over yesterday and she said it has to be on a you know,
or
a multiple
five.
Of five. Yeah. So it's got to be like 15, 20. Like that's a big,
like
big range.
Yeah. And those are all odd, right? Or no?
Well, that's fine.
No,
she
they're
just
not.
Need multiples of five.
Five? Multiples of five are so.
No, they're not.
Multiples of five are confusing.
No, they're not. That's the easiest math there is.
No, I'm saying, of course, not like computating it mentally. It's more like,
of course, but maybe.
Of course. Five is odd, but 5 + 5 = 10, which is even.
Yeah,
that is weird. But then 5 is odd, but then it's even.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess it makes, it's like odd than even than odd than even. I will say, you guys skew more towards even. Actually skew more towards odd numbers.
It's very strange.
Especially in design and fashion. It's like if something's hanging, I think there should be 3. I think 3 or 5 of something is more interesting than like 2 or 4 of something. I think if you have like a shirt and jeans on, you should add like a third piece, like a jacket.
I get what you're talking about with design.
I just love living in the odd.
Okay.
And number one is amazing. Like, I love number one.
No, odd is a good design thing because it's more interesting to the eye, for sure. But, like, with numbers in general, I like even because that's why it's like every... Now, this is a little sad. Everybody has a pair. Everybody has a partner.
Ashley, that's so beautiful.
Oh, thanks. That's but I think really that's why sweet. Lauren likes even, too.
I never thought of it.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's like no numbers lonely.
I think it started out with like even classes in elementary school, because if it was an odd number, then somebody would have to like partner up with a 3. Like that way somebody would be the odd man out.
Yeah. Or like if you're on a field trip and you have to have a buddy.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Well, you always sat next to your mom.
I did.
I always. Well, you always had your mom.
My mommy.
I didn't mean it like in a mean
no,
way.
I know. You guys, I'm terrified. I was watching Mrs. Fletcher on HBO yesterday.
Oh, Mrs. Fletcher's a great show. Great
Wait,
show.
You guys, hold on the phone for a second.
It's a great show.
Literally, it no one talked year. About this show, and now both of you have apparently watched it.
I watched it with mom in one day. It was so good.
It's really
Nobody
good.
Nobody has talked about this show.
Well, first of all, it came out last year when a lot of shit was out. I think it was like right when Game of Thrones was, and I don't remember the exact time, but so much came out, like Disney Plus launch and all this stuff. That like Mrs. Fletcher just ran under the radar.
Okay, so I passed by on La Cienega this billboard of her.
Yeah.
And whenever I see it.
It's still up because it came out a year ago because of the pandemic.
Oh, that's why it's still up.
The one across from the Beverly Center.
It's like for your consideration billboard.
Right.
So,
for the Emmys.
Emmys. Okay. And I'm like, okay, well, that show looks good. Like, it looks like my kind of show just based on the billboard. It's just like a woman in bed on the computer. And it's what's her name from all the rom-coms.
Yeah, I always forget her name, but she's so...
I think her name's Catherine something.
Yeah.
So, and I always like her projects. So I was like, okay, that looks like a girly show. I'll watch this because I had the laziest weekend of all time.
Right.
So I'm watching it and... I was thinking about how her son is just like, you know, wants nothing to do with her. Just doesn't give a crap, you know, like no sentimentality towards like the mom's wishes or, and I'm like,
and he's going away to college and having sex in his room.
Yes. I'm like, I have never been I've never been that teenager. Right. I always was like, I put my parents' feelings above anybody else's. Yeah. Like,
you really are the best daughter, I think. I'm not even kidding.
Like, I was never really embarrassed by them. You know, like, I know we've talked about this a zillion times, but, like, I was happy to go to dinner with them on the weekends rather than, like, hanging out with friends. And Lauren thought it was the most embarrassing shit ever. But I just thought about, like, how horrified I'll be if my kids aren't like that.
Oh, my God.
And they won't be. They probably won't be.
I pray that your kids are just like you, because I feel like it'll break your heart.
It'd be
because you weren't like that. For me, I would come from an understanding place, right? Like, if my kid's like, fuck you, mom, I'd be like, I told my mom to fuck herself,
too.
Yeah,
right?
But you're going to be like, why don't you love me? But
so apparently...
you don't want to hang out with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Jared, like, and we talk about Emmy and, like, how... we'll be like at dinner with Jane Tanner, and Jared's like, isn't it funny that one day she's like not gonna be able to stand you, like she's gonna like say I hate you to you guys. And I was like, why would you ever say that?
Wait, Jared said that to
that's what they were saying. And then they're like, yeah, I know, it's like we have to like appreciate this time when like they just love us so
they
much
love you.
And I'm like, wait a second, Jared, you like have you did you say I hate you to your parents? And he said yeah. And I was like, that's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You,
I feel like you're a gem. You're a gem.
Yeah, I know. I don't feel like Jared probably didn't do it often. And like
he thinks about it to this day and regrets it.
He probably said that when he was like also like 11-year-old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like a
teenager. Knowing Jared,
but
he probably ran in 3 hours later and was like, I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I ran away from home. I was terrible.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Lauren, so was it weird for you, Ashley, to see Lauren sort of talk back to your parents? I'm assuming you did, Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
What? Who would you get in fights with more, your mom or your dad?
I don't think I really got in fights. I mean, they would just attitude. Be like, you're, it was attitude, like you're literally failing school and I found cigarettes and drugs in your backpack. So,
oh, so they were just being parents.
She carried cigarettes for other kids, or at least that's what you used to say.
Actually, that is a lie.
Like, you used to smoke
I'm holding it for someone else.
You fan fiction. Cigarettes purely as a teenager? False.
I never like inhaled. I just pretended.
I did. Doesn't everybody?
Jared and I have never had a cigarette.
Did you guys not watch Sex and the City growing up? Like, I was like, I want to be like
no,
Carrie.
I didn't watch Sex and the City until I was 18.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I had we were going with Mrs. Fletcher, right?
Yeah,
Mrs.
Fletcher. I was just looking at her son.
Yeah.
And I was like sad about like the way her son just like doesn't care at all about like her feelings.
Why?
I just love the kid that she goes to school with.
Yeah, I know. Obviously. He's adorable. Yeah. He's so cute. Yeah, I think there's a second season coming out and I will finish the first season.
I thought it was a limited
series. Her name
series,
is Catherine Hahn, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Catherine Hahn.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's the girl, she's the bartender in Weirdo at Sad Hamilton.
Yeah.
So good.
I have an I don't get it real quick. I don't know if we've covered this or not. Do you guys change your tampon every time you go to the bathroom?
No, fuck that shit. I can't believe Maura does that.
This is such
a... No, I think a lot of people do.
Wait, this is such a good I don't get it because I never want to, but I'm so OCD, I get grossed out that there's pee on the string.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I'm like, ooh, I don't want this in me.
Pee is sterile. Plus, hold the string.
Okay, what about pooping? So you poop, you keep it in? Because sometimes it comes out a little bit.
No, I totally understand.
Right? When you're pushing, it does.
No, it's... Yes. If you need to change your tampon after you poop, totally respect, okay? Yeah. I don't do it. Which is honestly even borderline to myself a little bit gross, but I do like stick. This is so graphic. I'll take the string and I'll like
put it
like between up your between lips. My lips. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that it doesn't get touched.
Oh wow, that's a nice little space for it.
nice
little storage unit there.
Storage. Okay, that's a great
so
question.
Gross.
So, but you're concerned about your pee on it.
I just, you know, like...
Pee doesn't gross me out at all. It's so sterile.
You know what pisses me off? Oh my God, Ashley, that's so overheard. I like, pee doesn't gross me out at all. It's so sterile. You know what pisses me off about myself is, you guys know I got my period when I was 9. I'm 30 now. I've had my period for a century. And I still can't get the when it's which day to have light, which day to have regular, which day to have the super in. I never understand. And I still get confused. I'm like, L, does that mean large? I'm like, no, it
means
light.
Really means light.
I know. It's been literally years. It's like I never just pay attention. It's if I would just take 5 minutes and like sit down and be like, okay, this is it, then I'd be fine. But I'm too lazy to even do that. So I just guess and I waste tampons and I'm like, oh no, this isn't the right one.
Yeah. Like
I'd almost rather leak than put an ultra up there and to be it too dry.
Right. Oh my God. Worse. There's nothing worse than having a dry one up there.
Oh, I remember like the first time I used a tampon or like one of the first times and I didn't like have enough of a flow and pulling that thing out. I was like, this is an umbrella. It came out as an umbrella. And I was like, there's nothing.
One of the twists and then it opens like this.
Yes. Do you remember when you're younger and you're first learning how to use them? And then when you take them out, like I remember tugging on that string and being so tense that it was like my entire reproductive system.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's the worst. It's like, come out. And then there's times still to this day where I'll take one out. And then, you know how sometimes if you don't see a lot of, you know, blood on it, you're like, I don't need to put another one in right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But then your period's like, fuck you. I'm going to start bleeding 5 minutes from now.
Yep.
And then I'm like, ugh. And then I sit down and I'll forget. I'm like, is there one up there already? Did I put one up there?
I forget regularly.
And then I'm trying to check and it's a mess.
You guys,
it's a fucking mess.
Once a period, I have to put my finger up there to check to make sure that I didn't put two in there.
That's what I'm saying. How long have we been doing this?
It's because you
have to be so conscious when you're going to the bathroom. Yeah. You can't just be like routine about it. It's not like driving a car. You gotta like, I am taking it out. I am putting one in.
That's exactly what I mean. Everything has to be very intentional, and I'm just not with it. I'm very lazy with paying attention to all of it.
We're so used to it by now that it's like second nature.
It almost
is like driving a car because you don't think when you're driving a car, brake. No, your foot just knows what to do.
But having your period is like driving a car that like sometimes works and sometimes doesn't, because it's like you never know what the flow is going to be. If only there was an app that would give you... You don't know what the flow is going to be? I guess, remember how I got off of it ever since our Dr. Jolene Brighton? I will tell you that I've now been through my third period off birth control. Mm-hmm. And it was rough. Not blood wise, not pain wise, hormone wise, and like feeling and like I was like not feeling myself.
This is so interesting.
But I'm so happy to be off birth control. I'm so glad Ashley introduced me to Dr. Jolene Brighton.
I was so scared and I was going to have all these effects. And
my period's been fine. It's been fine. But I think that should have been like a full disclosure before I started this combo. I think that's also why I'm trying to figure it out again now, because it's a different period.
Okay, it's a different period. Yeah, I understand that.
I forgot to share that.
Wow, Jared just walked in and I was like, this is even a little bit extra for him to be
listening to. Dinner last night was amazing.
No, we were talking about periods, baby.
So stuff you don't want to listen to. Oh, I'll bring up a different item.
Speaking of things that smell like fish.
Fine. I don't get like salmon. I don't fucking understand salmon.
No,
I love eating salmon. You guys know I'm pescatarian, but cooking salmon is actually really fucking hard. Like cooking the perfect salmon.
You can't do it.
Wait, did we talk about this already? Did I complain about this?
I believe so.
Okay, just kidding.
I agree.
Bring up what you're going to bring up.
No, salmon itself is not that bad. It's just I think about myself eating, like when I think of salmon, I think of the salmon that I've cooked in the past, and it's just so disgusting.
I know, but it's annoying because it's like, it's hard to get it right. It's like an omelet. Anyways,
we need a Gordon Ramsay like 2 minute YouTube video. How, like, you know, he has a way to make the perfect egg. We need a YouTube video of just how to make the perfect salmon. The thing is, we'll never fucking do it.
It depends what fillet you have and how fat it is and all that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. What were you going to say before? I just talked about salmon because Jared walked in.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, like, just talking about periods and like, I want to know whether this is your guys' trajectory as well. The first day is like barely anything. And then the second day and the third day are the heaviest. And then it tapers off pretty quick. And then it's like trickle for like 4 and 5. And then I can debatably stop using a tampon day five.
On birth control, mine was like that. Now it's all of it day one and then gets lighter and lighter and lighter. And mine only really lasts like 3 days, which is kind of nice. But the fourth day is the one like, do I need a tampon or not? I don't know.
Okay. So that's like my fifth day.
But I will say for me, it's so funny. For me, having my period, and when I tell people I'm on my period, is actually when I'm not on my period. It is the week before, because that is when I experience all the symptoms.
Oh, really?
There's an entire week where I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm getting my period. That's like a line. That should be the title of a podcast. I'm getting my period. It is a line I say so often, because I just wouldn't need people to know that like my serotonin, estrogen levels are off. I'm bloated as fuck. And I'm just not feeling myself. And I want to eat everything. I want to eat chocolate and I want to eat food all the time. I just want to throw snacks in my mouth. And then the week I get my period, I kind of go back to normal, like mentally. It's so weird.
The 2 days before the period, I I get like the really bad cramping, like the day before really bad cramping. And I'll be like, Hunter, oh, I got cramps. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he'll like 2 days later, he's like, is your period over yet? I'm like, the blood hasn't even come yet. Just like the cramping is there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Sorry, darling. The blood hasn't even come yet.
This is a 2 week escapade. It's an expedition. Yeah.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Well, I mean, I wasn't sure if I was going to bring this up because it is pretty private. And maybe if, like, Jared?
The suspense.
Come here.
I'm melting stuff with my candle. That's what I've been doing over here.
What do you mean? Oh, wow. Like with your nails?
I'm melting a eyebrow brush.
Oh, that's fine. Like you're burning things.
I'm burning things.
Isn't that like a warning sign in small children when they become murderers?
Is it too private to talk about baby sex?
Oh my god. Well, now we want to know what it is.
Then I won't bring it up. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Oh no, it's you.
Here, Jared. Yeah. No, Jared, take my microphone.
I wanted to just joke about like how like
Lois. I mean Lois.
I was gonna talk about Lois, but then also just like be like three straight days where you have to be like, nope, doesn't matter. If Tom Brady lost, you gotta do it right now.
Yeah, last night was
like, is that fine?
Get on the mic.
Like, listen.
Oh my god, I can't believe I was just like I was gonna cut this out, but
it's Sunday. You have pizza, you have dessert, you're not like feeling.
You guys, can we talk about the trajectory of this? So this like will obviously tell people that like I'm not pregnant now, which is so funny because I get comments on Instagram, you're glowing, I know you're pregnant, and like all this crazy shit. It's like, no, you guys, you're crazy. Thank you. It's like, I don't know. So anyway.
Tom Brady got smoked last night, like embarrassingly so. I was just like, fuck everything. And then all of a sudden, like 9 o'clock hits and I'm just ready
for him. I was like, I knew he kept forgetting. He kept forgetting. Like I knew every day. So you guys, I have like my Ava bracelet and like the little pee on ovulation sticks and all these things. And this was our first like real month of trying because we weren't able to be together during my first official ovulation period. So this is like our first time where we went like, you know, three straight days because you have to do like the two high fertility days plus the ovulation day. And the first day, great, right? So great. Jared's like absolutely in the mood. He got the foreplay down. The second day, he's like, oh, that's right. And then the third day, he was like, oh, fuck.
Well, yesterday was not a good day.
You're training him like, not to want it.
Sometimes you're not in the mood. And like,
no, Jared
like
needs to be in the mood. You don't understand. No. Jared's not, he doesn't pop boners like a 14-year-old.
Ashley, that is the most private information ever.
I know. That was very,
Said you have to be in the mood. You know, pop
anyway,
burners.
And then, like,
the
you know, Lois keeps poking in and making her presence known. Like, it was just like one of those nights where it's like, let's just power through this. You
Wait,
know?
Since we're on topic, does Lois just sit and watch?
I'm going to show you a picture. No, Lois doesn't.
She probably goes crazy.
No, she's so curious.
Really?
Last night she was extremely.
That means you made the baby last night. You did. Lois knows you made it.
No, I feel like Lois.
Yeah, what if Lois knows you made it? And what if because you guys shared it that was the moment?
Shared what?
Shared the story with the world.
Oh, it'll be very cute, but I don't think last night was the night.
I think also last night she thought we were probably playing because we were laughing. We were very self-aware of the situation.
Oh my God.
Hello?
You have to share that on the Facebook group. That's so funny.
Oh, fuck it.
Here, show her. Zoom it close.
Oh, that's very funny. Thanks, babe, Lois, for sharing.
For everyone listening,
that's awesome.
Lois is just she peeking was through like, the door, and it's just all like dark
the fact that
room.
She has to like peek into, like she curves her head,
yeah,
into it.
Aww,
I know.
She's,
I also find it to be like really sad and cute because I think that dogs like kind of think that like is somebody being
someone's
hurt?
Hurting you,
yeah. And then midway through yesterday, she jumps on the bed. So yeah. First, she gets onto the bench, and she's like, and then we laugh. We're like. No fucking way. She got on the bench, and then all of a sudden, she just like pops on top of us.
But
apparently, Gergi licks buttholes.
Gergi's very interactive.
Ew, what do you mean he licks?
He gets into it. He's like, threesome, please.
He licks his own butthole?
No, he tries to lick the boy's butthole.
Ew.
Right, Lauren?
What? Lauren.
I don't want to talk about it.
What? Right. This is like.
I can't believe we haven't talked about this on the podcast.
Wait, this is not okay, Lauren.
I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't train him.
When is he getting his balls removed? Did we talk about that on the podcast?
When is he getting castrated?
Yeah, so Gergi, I don't know if I said this, but we found out that Gergi still has his balls, but they never descended. We found that out during an ultrasound like a month ago.
So they've been living inside of his body. So and we had...
Wait, no wonder he's such a hornball.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so he's Whoa. Still trying to get his little Gergis out. And
his little Gergis.
So we got to take those out because apparently it can be cancerous if they stay in.
Aww,
no. But then hopefully he will not be as interactive during sex.
He knows what's going on in human form.
Yeah, well, he's a little hornball walking around.
That's crazy. Damn. He's like, he's 9 pounds and he like still like is cognitive of things. It's so weird.
It's wild.
You know,
I miss Gergi. I haven't seen him in so long.
He's taking a collegiate snooze with his gray turtleneck on.
Aww. Collegiate snooze?
His gray turtleneck. Isn't it funny? Dogs, like, he has no idea that he moved. Like, he has no idea that he lives, like, across the country now.
No idea.
Yeah, he doesn't know that when he gets in that little box that we just sit in a box for 5 hours. And then suddenly we are in another part of the country. But like he thinks... That you guys are right down the street
guys,
still, probably.
That's so weird to me. That, like, Lois is like, we're getting on this tube.
Yeah.
And then we're it's the doors are going to open.
Yeah.
And, like, who knows?
We get off the tube.
Yeah, he doesn't know that we've tried.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? Like, let's say I come visit one day and I see Gergi. It's like, will he remember me? And will he be like, but he probably just forgot about me altogether, right? And then if he saw me, he'd probably be like, oh, I used to know this person. Where were they? Do you think they think like, where have they been? Like, do they think things like that?
I don't know. That's the greatest of thoughts. Animal people.
Well, they have super short-term memory, remember? That's why they need the treats. We talked about that.
Yeah, but they also remember, like, when their, like, dads and moms go off to, like, Afghanistan.
They come back.
They know them.
So he remembers more every time. Like, he's comfortable and remembers. Yeah, and it's usually, like, 6 months apart.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's dogs and periods. We can't believe we still haven't all tried the Diva Cup. I just couldn't. I feel like you would do it.
I'll do it. I'll try it.
I feel like Ness totally would try it.
I have one.
You do?
Wait, nothing to use it.
Well, what do you mean?
Why do you have one?
So next time we talk, you can review it for us.
I have my period right now, so it's going to have to be in a month.
Okay, fine.
Wait, so you can't? Why can't you do it now?
Well, this is my fourth day. I don't even think I have anything coming out.
Okay, question. What in the world have you been doing harboring a Diva Cup?
I think I got it in like a FabFitFun box or something, or I don't know, some kind of free box. I got one and I was like, cool, I'll use that one day.
Right.
And I just obviously chose not to.
I want to do, Ash, you had this idea. I want to do where we order random shit. And
I know,
review
I know.
It.
Well, yes, you guys.
We should do it for like Christmas.
That is actually
Amazon
a fun
wish
Christmas.
List or something.
It'll be like, oh, you know. Sorry, go ahead.
Our
more.
Products. No, I'm sorry. It was just like we tried our products for Christmas.
It'll be
something.
Like Oprah's favorite things. It'll
like
be
Amazon's
our favorite
weirdest things.
Yeah.
Okay, but you guys, can you suggest some weird things that you found on Amazon? Because I've come. Whenever I do like weird Amazon things, I'm like, that's kind of weird, but like not weird enough for us to discuss.
Right.
So if you guys can come up with some really wild yet useful things
that we should try out,
let us know in the message boards.
Yeah. We've got to order it ASAP. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us on this lovely podcast about Harry Styles feeding fish our periods and what dogs think about. We will see you guys next week on the I Don't Get It podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying this podcast, try giving my podcast, Miraculous Mamas, a listen. Miraculous Mamas is a safe and inclusive place for you to find a huge amount of educational and relatable information about childbirth and parenting with absolutely everything in between. Each week we discuss important topics, share great resources, hear from experts, and listen to birth stories, all in an effort to bring you reassuring and informative experiences so that you know that you are not alone. That's all on Miraculous Mamas podcast. Look for the podcast link in the show notes or simply search for Miraculous Mamas on your podcast app. I don't get it. Podcast.